This is KUAF, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas, and this is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. From the Carver Center for Public Radio, I'm Kyle Kellums. Arkansas's number of people hospitalized because of COVID-19 continues to decrease slowly, with 16 fewer hospital beds dedicated to the virus patients compared to this time yesterday. Yesterday's report from the Arkansas Department of Health includes 1,544 newly diagnosed cases and an additional 36 fatal cases counted. Nearly 6,800 doses of vaccine were administered to Arkansans on Tuesday. New data shows Arkansas is among the top states when it comes to incarceration. The study was released by the Prison Policy Initiative, a research group focused on issues related to mass incarceration. The study ranks states and countries in terms of the percentage of people in prisons. The group's Wanda Bertram says the initiative compares states' incarceration rates with Arkansas ranking near the top.
You know, other countries that you think of as top incarcerators, we top them all. And this report is one that we do every couple of years just to break down how states compare. This year we found that Arkansas is incarcerating the fifth most people per capita of any U.S. state. So it's number five.
The study also shows 24 states, if evaluated as countries, that would have higher incarceration rates than any other country in the world.
I think that this figure should remind people that even though we think incarceration is the best solution to a lot of social problems, we are using it way more than other countries, including our peer countries over in Europe, thinking about other liberal democracies. We're really off the charts compared to the rest of the planet.
There are high crime rates in Arkansas, but the study suggests mass incarceration does not help reduce crime. Talk Business and Politics reports Walmart is teaming up with Ford and the tech firm Argo AI to expand use of autonomous vehicles in Austin, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Talk Business reports the initial service of final mile deliveries in the three cities will be for customers in defined areas, and there are plans to expand. The retailer has already launched similar experiments in Bentonville and Metairie, Louisiana. Meanwhile, Sam's Club is entering into the world of name, image, and likeness licensing opportunities for college athletes. The retailer announced it plans to pay 10 athletes across divisions and across sports $10,000 each. Each athlete's first name is a version of Sam. Four athletes have signed contracts with Sam so far, including Samira Bradwell, a volleyball player at Central Florida, and Samantha Sotke, a UCLA gymnast. The retailer is asking similarly named college athletes to apply if interested for the remaining contracts through the social media platform TikTok. And Startup Junkie will offer free COVID-19 vaccinations tomorrow afternoon. Shots are free. No personal identification will be required. You can register in advance by searching for Startup Junkie Vaccine Clinic at eventbrite.com.